From baseball coach to commissioner, what a great experience you have to be looking ahead, Troy Heckman. And when you talk about what you guys have got going with the CBAA, you've got to be thrilled.
Yes, we are. It's my brother and I, my brother Mark, he's also the current Pennsylvania State Bass Federation president there. That's something that we've been working on quite a while. It's been kind of a dream child of ours, the Collegiate Bass Anglers Association. And how that originated was that Mark was a college baseball coach out in Pennsylvania, and with me coaching here in Indiana, we crossed paths every spring down in Florida. And, we'd come up on our off days, we'd, get together and go fishing, and, as things evolved or whatever, some of the players, start seeing pictures and, hearing stories or whatever, next year, hey, we want to go coach, we want to go. And so that got kind of a inner squad type, his team against my team thing, and it, after a couple of years of that, it developed in other baseball players, which we're finding out baseball players are great anglers. There's, I think just you spend that much time outdoors or whatever, you just have a natural appreciation and fondness for, the outdoors and all of its resources. And what we do is, hey, yeah, if you have any spots open, we like to go fishing with you. And, hooking up with some resources down there, was able to, get a few guys out there. And that's kind of what launched our thoughts on the need and interest for the Collegiate Bass Anglers Association.
Well, hand-eye coordination is critical in fishing. It also is in baseball. And also,
yes,
you're learning life's lessons as well out on the water. A lot of people don't recognize that. But you've recognized that at the CBAA and are doing things that also include fishing, but also include life's lessons as well.
Yes, that's true. We, pride ourselves, and we're trying to help develop the total person. We know to be successful in life, you need to be, successful on and off of the water as well as, in and out of the classroom. And one of the resources that we have available on our website, and we're updating consistently, is our tip section, which, of course, Bass Anglers Association, we have, fishing tips are going to be available. We also have tips on how to, prepare a successful, resume, how to successful interview, the success tips for study habits, and just general, dorm room vehicle safety for the kids. We want to make sure their educational experience, as it's short, usually, 4 or 5 years, want to make it as, trouble-free as possible, and just feel that was a part of our responsibility to offer those tips out to the students.
Well, you look back and you think about 4 or 5 years ago when you started this, and you start moving forward, and it started out pretty slowly, but man, oh man, it's taken off. 37 universities, I think you told me, that have been involved and are getting involved, and they're across the country.
Yeah, yes, sir. We have teams we worked with from Georgia, Florida, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Minnesota. Just got a couple of emails yesterday from two schools out in California. That's Arizona. And got a group here locally, which I'm excited about. It looks like we'll be working with the University of Notre Dame this fall on getting a team together for them. But, yeah, right now we're looking at teams that we've actually had a hand in initiating or, helping them navigate through the team process of 37 universities or colleges. So, and just want to point out, if anybody's out there that's interested or know someone that may be interested, high school senior that'd be going to school or a student athlete at a school already, says we work with junior colleges, community colleges, NAIA programs, NCAA programs. It doesn't matter. If you're a collegiate angler and you have a love and desire to pursue your love for the sport, says we'll work with you.
Well, you look at this thing, it's kind of like you're the NCAA of bass fishing, It's kind of a neat deal. And, what you're doing is, I think it's really creative from the standpoint is that you've got some extracurricular activity here that is a competition. It involves the outdoors, but it also involves the fact that you're getting young men and young women, excited about the sport of bass fishing.
It is. And I think you could, it's no secret about the, the graying of American angler. Folks get out of high school and they get in, their young professional lives or go to college or whatever. Just the rigors of that whole academic pursuit is just a tremendous toll on their time availability. And of course, some things have to, give up. And a lot of times, unfortunately, just fishing or what you like to do for recreation. And this is definitely an avenue for those folks to be able to pursue their love of the outdoors and your fishing interest during their collegiate experience as well. And I think this is it is a good time. We don't discriminate on angling skills. The ladies are welcome to be part. We have a couple of teams we've been working with have been lady initiated, so we think that's pretty cool. And even from our advisory board, have a couple outstanding female anglers on that with a professional angler, Kimberly Stryker, and recent college graduate Melinda Mize. I understand she's now married and doing a stint in the National Guard, and we wish her well if this gets to her. And we're excited about what we got going, and we know that things did start off pretty slow for us. But I tell you, I think we haven't even seen nowhere near the peak. This is going to keep snowballing. Next thing you know, we're going to have an avalanche on our hands. It's going to be challenging, but it's also going to be fun and something that we feel we need to do, and we're dedicated to do it.
Well, here at Bass Fan, we definitely applaud what you're doing, and TBF in particular is doing that as well. And you look at what you're doing. I mean, a lot of times there's negative connotations about kids in college. You know, they're mm-hmm. just partying and doing those kind of things. But with this kind of activity, you're keeping them involved in some things that are very, very positive, and with their communities as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, CBA anglers are, folks that, keep pursuing love for the outdoors will become our, tomorrow's the outdoor environmental leaders in that, and just, keep those responsibilities in mind where, hey, we got to keep mindful of what's out there in front of us. And that is one of the things that we're hoping to develop there.
Well, Troy, you mentioned that you can get a hold of you. Give me a couple of ways that I can do that. And what are the website address would be a big help as well.
Okay. Yeah. Probably the best way to get a hold of us. And we're, folks can attest that they may receive a email from myself or my deputy commissioner, which is also my brother Mark, says, any time during the day, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. So we do check things as often as possible. But basically, it's troy@collegiatebass.org. And to get a hold of Mark, he can answer the same questions. It would be mark@collegiatebass.org. And our website, www.collegiatebass.org.
Wow, that's outstanding. All of us in bass fishing applaud what you guys are doing. And, as you mentioned, the graying of our sport, we're definitely having that happen. Average age of a bass angler is around the 50-year-old group. And, boy, if we could get an influx of youth back into the program here, it would just make our sport that much better.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things I think that we're definitely focusing on, along with the angler recruitment, is the retention efforts of our teams. And we know that because of partnerships with the Bass Federation, FLW Outdoors, and Bass Fan that we have, we're gonna, it's a shared responsibility. We know we can't do it alone, and we're hopefully smart enough to realize that we can't do it on our own. So we welcome the partnership that we have with those fine organizations. And the one thing I want to say is just want to also applaud them on their foresight, because I know there's some college tournaments and stuff, elsewhere that's out there that, celebrates the activity of the collegiate angling. But you made a comment about being the NCAA of, collegiate angling. That's really what we want to do. We know that there's got to be some standardization, some more specific organization for that to be recognized as a actual athletic, entity at the schools and, forming conferences and stuff. And we have some exciting things on the burners, and going to be doing a lot of media releases here shortly with concerning some partnerships that we have coming up. And it's a great time to get involved, and just encourage anybody out there, if you feel free, drop us a line. We'll get back to you just as soon as possible, and you'll help you navigate through the process of setting up a team, or just answer your questions, as we're out here as a resource, and just looking to do what we can.
Well, Troy, we appreciate you being with us here at TBF Radio, and no question about it, we're going to be looking for news from you on a routine basis, and if there's anything we can do, let us know.
All right. Well, Terry, I sure do appreciate and wish Bass Federation well as well.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been TBF Radio.